If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go to the large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. And Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not that great. You know, the New York Knicks won again. And it's been a rotten, long, miserable offseason for the Miami Heat. I got to be honest with you. You know, like, it was fun seeing Boston unravel. I mean, that was cool. You know, now they may trade Jaylen Brown for Giannis. And so, like, that's going to backfire on us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I'm enjoying somewhat of James Harden being a bum, but I already knew that. So I don't need confirmation of that. It's just, I don't know. You know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm sitting here, Brittany, and it's May 22nd, and I got like another month before anything really happens with the Miami Heat, and I am tired of waiting.
I know.
I mean, it is the miserable.
The offseason has felt incredibly long this year.
Yep. Yep. And there's just nothing happening. I mean, probably nothing's going to happen because nothing ever does happen. But, like, you know, now I'm getting dragged through the mud with this, you know, Giannis buzz all over the place. And I was like thinking to myself, I'm like, why am I getting crazy with this? Like, nothing's going to happen for a month anyway. A best case scenario is like we get a sweep in the finals and then we can get down to business. But like now all of a sudden the New York Knicks have won 9 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kill me. And it's like, you know, they you got both teams. I mean, I think both teams in the West will beat the Knicks. But I don't know. I mean, like, they're both injured. You just lost Jalen Williams. He's got that hamstring made of porcelin. You got Harper. I don't know what the hell is. I think it's an adductor. That's not great.
Yep.
So, I mean, is the window opening here for the New York Knicks to actually win this championship? And that's terrible.
I mean, they are probably the hottest team right now and the healthiest team. So, it sure seems not,
it's
that
not
way.
A, yeah, it's not a great concoction for me. It's not good for my stress, and I don't like it. You know, it's a miserable life that I'm living right now, having to just, you know, eke by day as these series go by. And it's like, what joy do I have right now? Nothing. James Harden hate watching, which is like, you know, it's the lowest rung of joy there is. You know, it's like you can only squeeze that juice so much before you run out.
Yeah.
It's like a desert out here, Brittany.
I mean, it's also like you already know he's a bum. So it's like you're just reaffirming everything that you've already felt. So it's not as satisfying. You almost feel bad.
I almost feel bad. It's like, you know, it's like sometimes there are bums who like don't even put in the work, but there are some bums you feel bad for. And you're just like, I need to give this guy a sandwich and a 20 spot. You know, And it's like James Harden stinks so bad. It's not even, it's like shooting fish in a barrel at this point. And so now I got to deal with the New York Knicks getting the Josh Hart game of all games. And it's just miserable. And what do I have? I have Wayne Ellington coaching the summer league.
Yes.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And that's not disrespect to Wayne Ellington. I mean, I hope that didn't come out that way because I like Wayne Ellington. He's going to do a fine job. I don't know who he's going to even coach. I mean, Kasper Šiakočionis probably. And I got Lithuanian basketball. I don't even have Lithuanian basketball for 6 weeks. You know how long it is to wait for Lithuanian basketball? It's a terrible thing that I have going on right now. And don't even get me started on the only actual sports in town that's happening right now. Dude, I mean, these Marlins, they, you know, to start off the week the way that they did, so high, and you smoke the Braves 12-0, and then you voluntarily shoot yourself in the foot for two straight games, and then you're like, we'll catch momentum back. It's like, no, you won't. You won't. And so they lose yesterday to the Braves 9-3. Sandy got batted around. I mean, the only good piece of news is Kyle Stowers decided to show up to this. Hey, Kyle, thank you. Thank you for showing up to the season, dude. It's been nice. Where the hell you been? Where the hell has Kyle Stowers been? This is crazy. This guy was an all-star last year. You know, we were talking $100 million extension in the offseason, and he hits a couple of ding-dongs last night, finally. You know, it was the only offense for the Fish. But, like, where the hell has he been? It's almost like one of these things where I haven't even gotten to even enjoy. It's like, oh, yeah, what's Kyle Stowers going to do for the Fish this year? We were sitting here wondering, like, oh, the Marlins are going to flip him. Flip him for what? So it's nice of him to show up. But, you know, I think the Marlins' chickens have come to roost on this team. You know, they got some nice pieces, but they're too inconsistent. They're too young, and they do things too stupid. Mostly their management.
Yeah. The management has been interesting, to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't understand it. This idea that you're sitting here getting too cute every game. Now, look, objectively, the Braves are a better team. I mean, they've really smacked you in the teeth now for like the last forever. But, you know, don't tease me with a good time to start the week winning 12-0. And then all of a sudden, you know, you don't even look like you belong on the same field with the team. Makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And Bob says the manager might be handcuffed by Bendix's calculator. No. I'm sure he is. I'm sure that's part of it. I'm sure that's part of the reason Clayton McCullough got hired in the first place. It's like, hey, will you listen to numbers? And he's like, sure. And now they just, you know, but there's got to come a point where even Clayton McCullough looks up there and he goes, hey, calculator boy. You think we could slow down a little bit? This doesn't relate to yesterday. You know, yesterday Sandy got knocked around. Not a fine effort from him. You know, you're going to have some stinkers. He's been a little bit up and down ever since his incredible start. But, you know, and so I got nothing. What do I have right now? Malik Willis hope trafficking?
I mean, there's
not even spring football.
There's also the Mets are coming into town this weekend. So that could be a really good thing or a really bad thing.
Yeah, it could be. Because, like, I do hate that team. And is Tommy Hutton on the call this week? Do we know?
Honestly,
because he always makes bet broadcast better.
I honestly have no idea.
I'll have to find that out. Yeah. Tommy Hutton mocking the Mets fan will always be something near and dear to my heart. But, yeah, man, it's so weird that the Marlins, every single time that they feel like they have an opportunity to just like, hey, you want to take some attention, some sports from the South Florida sports, and you want to get a little attention, and they're just like, nah, no thanks. No, we're good. It's like, all right, you're going to just blow this opportunity here? And then I feel bad because like I think guys like Otto Lopez and I think guys like Xavier Edwards and Liam Hicks are probably looking around being like, man, you know, it'd be nice not to play with Christopher Morel today, but they keep putting him in the lineup. Crazy. I don't like it.
I know.
So anyway, the headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Marlins lose 9-3. Kyle Stowers, pair of home runs. Fish back at it tonight. They take on the Mets. First pitch tonight, 7-10. And the Marlins will have Eury Pérez is on the hill tonight. Great. He's had an awesome season. That'll ease my pain. 100-mile-an-hour meatballs coming the Mets' way today. Ricardo wants to know where this is Leroy. Leroy's off today. Leroy is with Snitchy Mouse for some great honors. She is about to graduate. Everybody's starting to wind down the days of school here. Yesterday, my daughter had her middle school graduation. Their finishing ceremony. So they get sent off. I can't believe I have a high school student. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, and I'm not ready for that. That's that is absolutely bananas. So we were there yesterday. She was getting her eighth grade certificate slash medal, which was cool. Mm-hmm. And then and now Leroy is doing the same thing. She's got the big one, though. She is finishing up with high school, and she's going to go off to college, our snitchy mouse. And so we're very proud of her. Rebecca does a fantastic job. She's worked very hard at school. And so she's getting some honors today that Leroy is partaking with his daughter. So that is where she he is at. So congratulations to the Horde household. We love them. That's where they're at today. And they will have today off. I know. It is insane. I don't know. Insane, Jennifer. High school student. What the hell happened? It was just a blink of an eye ago. It was kindergarten.
I know. Time is a thief.
Time is a thief. And you want to know what else is a thief? The New York Knicks thieving me of joy. You know, when my daughter was brought into this world, the Miami Heat were riding high and mighty. And now look at you. Celtics win a championship. The New York Knicks might win a championship. What do I got? Rumors and fodder. I don't really know where to yell at 601 Biscayne Boulevard from where I'm at.
You're kind of far, so just like, but just go north.
Just in general. What do I have? Nothing. Unbelievable. So, any hoodles, we got that. Weather, that's brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate. Currently, right now, in hell, it's frozen because the New York Knicks are two wins away from the NBA Finals. That's your weather. Timo Slice says, wow, he's in a great mood today. I should be in a better mood. It is Friday.
It is Friday. You're home. You know.
I should be in a better mood. It's a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
It's a holiday weekend. I am excited. I got the Mandalorian tonight. I'm going to call boxing tomorrow, which is going to be fun, from Germany and Mexico. If anybody wants to tune in, check it out. ProBox TV on YouTube. You guys could see it. It's going to be a great day of the sweet science. But yeah, I woke up today, and you know, it was a nice night personally last night, but the sports life right now is miserable. I can't mince words. Like, what do we have? We have nothing down here. How many more times do we want to blow smoke up your ass with Jeff Hafley? You know, like there's nothing happening right now. It is a barren wasteland, and the New York Knicks are two wins away from going to the NBA Finals. Who the hell could enjoy a sports life like this? You know, RVA Richie wants me to snort some OTAs. For what? You know? Don't even have Reuben Bain.
The funny thing is, like, you're allowing the Knicks to ruin everything in your life, because if the Knicks weren't up 2-0, I think you'd be sniffing some OTAs.
Maybe. You could be right. But it's like, I can't even enjoy the fodder. You know, it's one of these things. I've been dealing with the Giannis thing for forever. It's not even new. And it's like, nothing is going to happen.
Yeah, now that it seems that even more teams are involved, it feels as though that one's kind of out of our grip.
Maybe. I mean, maybe it's out of the grip. But even if it's not, nothing is going to... Like, everybody yesterday was acting like the Giannis trade was going to happen. And I'm like, it's not happening for like a month.
No, you know? Even if my friend texted me and he was like, we're going to get Giannis. And I was like, where, like, in what universe in May are we getting Giannis?
Yeah, maybe we get Giannis, but I'm not getting Giannis for a month. It's like you ordered something and it's like a pre-order. Yeah, even if he is house hunting, you know, Ocho Cinco is getting us all up in a lather, which is fun. I mean, these are things that I usually enjoy, but I still got to wait a month. And now I'm like, do I even waste time? Like, I was having some fun scouting on the draft, but I'm like, is that a waste of time? Because are they just going to trade that pick? I don't know.
It feels as though that's probably going to be the case, even if it's not for Giannis, just in general.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, if you guys want to get on the show, you guys can get on the chat, 104.3 WQAM Miami, 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. We will stream and take you guys up until 2 o'clock. Lots to get to here on a Friday. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy out today. Cigar lovers, we got a chance for you to win sold-out VIP tickets to Drew Estate's Florida Barn Smoker this November. Throughout the day, you'll enjoy premium and VIP cigars, curated food and beverage experiences, food trucks, drinks, and more. To be eligible, enter now at WQAM.com/contest. You must be 21 plus to enter and attend. Valid ID required at event registration. Leroy is out today enjoying some time with the fam. Big week coming up for the Horde household. Brittany is here today. Jennifer is going to join, I imagine, eventually. Tonight, it is Naruto night at the Marlins game. I think that's anime. I'm not really sure.
Yes, it
is. Do you watch Naruto?
No, I don't, but I have a lot of friends and family that do.
Yeah, I think it's popular. But they have announced today the special menu items for tonight. They just put this out. So if you guys are watching on YouTube and Twitch, I have the picture there. They got a smoothie. They have an alcoholic beverage and then some kind of a donut. The drink that they have there is a Hidden Leaf Sake Spritz.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
So tell Hawkman it might be a ballpark night for him. You have a chakra mango milkshake, and then they have a Sakura swirl donut, which is available at Billy's Bites. So those are your exclusives tonight at the Marlins game, which do look delicious, but I won't be there. I'm going to be at Mandalorian tonight.
Is it premiere night?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're serious.
Yes, it is. Well, my son and I have been looking forward to this very much. I'm not like the biggest Star Wars fan in the world. I didn't even see two of the new movies. I remember we went to see went to see that with Robbie, Beast, and Leroy. We went to see that, but I had no idea what was going on because I didn't see the other two. But I like Yoda and I like Baby Yoda, and so I got into The Mandalorian. And plus, a great cast originally. You know, you had, of course, Gina Carano before she was fired. She was in The Mandalorian, and as was the legend, Carl Weathers, who, of course, played the great Apollo Creed, which we miss Carl Weathers every day. But I like The Mandalorian. It's a good show. And I was just into it, Brittany. And so I don't even think my son has seen all the Star Wars movies. We just like Mandalorian. So we're in. We got our seats. Me, Tommy, Mrs. Tobin, my friend Sophia. She's like, I'm out hanging out with friends tonight. So she bailed on us. But yeah, we're going tonight. We're very excited for this.
Well, I'm excited for you. I've been loving all the press with Baby Grogu, and he's just so adorable.
He is. He's super adorable. Absolutely. I don't know. Like, people got very bothered when he, when we all just found out that his name was Grogu,
yeah,
instead of just Baby Yoda. But I'm all for it now. But Shmita says, "Do we miss him every day?" Yeah, I have. I miss Carl Weathers every day. And in fact, I don't know if you saw this, Shmita, you bastard. But there was a clip. Hawkman actually sent this to me. There's a clip that went viral from Rocky IV, a deleted scene from Rocky IV, which I had never seen before, from Apollo Creed's funeral, where he goes out and he's given the speech, and it's basically him and Duke are giving speeches at the funeral, where everybody's kind of looking at him side-eye because they never threw in the towel for Apollo Creed, and he, spoiler alert, tragically got killed by Drago in an exhibition match. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're like, you know, Duke was sitting here being like, this is, you know, the life that we choose. And then Rocky's like, I miss him every day, you know, I love him. And then he's crying. But I think the thing is, I think the reason that they deleted it, I just don't think that Sylvester Stallone quite hit the pain that he did in Rocky III. And maybe, I didn't really look into research on this, but I think Stallone probably looked, I know that the tweet said he wanted a faster paced movie. And so what they ended up doing was he rides silently and sadly on a motorcycle, Brittany. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Rocky IV?
Yeah, of course.
rides silently and sadly to no easy way out, and then he throws his helmet at the at his statue because he's so mad at himself for allowing Apollo to die. But I think they probably didn't want to be too repetitive. Not that Rocky movies aren't always repetitive, but I think he didn't want to be too repetitive from Rocky III when Mickey died. That's my theory on it.
That's true. But then they made a whole entire other series about Apollo's son. So I don't know.
But he, didn't write that. He didn't write that.
Well, yeah, it was Ryan Coogler who wrote it.
Ryan Coogler wrote that. Yeah. So I think that that was, the, you know, and by the way, very good job he did, you know, really brought it back. Now, I liked Rocky V and Rocky Balboa, but a lot of people didn't.
I don't think I watched that one.
Rocky Balboa?
Yeah, no.
Oh, you should. It's really
good. I think I just watched 1-4 and then the Creed movies.
Okay. Well, look, if you're ever doing nothing and you happen to watch on stream, Rocky V is what's thought of as one of the worst movies of all time. Now, I liked it. I thought it was misunderstood. But people didn't like it because, spoiler alert, there's no real fighting in Rocky Four, in Rocky Five. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of Rocky's downfall. But I think it had some good mess. It had some good elements of the boxing game about how boxers are screwed and, you know, promoters get the best of them. And he has the rough relationship with his son. He's looking for identity. Mm-hmm. I thought there was a lot of good to Rocky Five that people just didn't seem to respect.
Well, plus, I mean, he had the great. I think that that coincides with his character in the Creed movies. So I can understand why now in this universe where we have the Creed movies, it'd be a great prequel.
Yep. Yeah. So if you ever do anything, watch Rocky V. But the other thing that Hockman sent me that was pretty crazy was the have you ever seen the movie The Warriors?
I don't think so.
So I never seen The Warriors either. It was a cult classic in the 70s, and it was a gang in New York that was at a gathering of all gangs of New York. Now, not the movie Gangs in New York with Daniel Day-Lewis, the butcher, but all these gangs in New York met for a congregation to come together because the cops, they felt they were pitting the gangs against each other and they couldn't get business done, gang business. They didn't really specify what it was. But at this, no, spoiler alert, if anybody, not for you, Brittany, I'm going to tell you regardless, but anybody else who doesn't want to know the secret to the Warriors. So there was this guy named Cyrus. He was the leader of the Riffs. Okay. Have you ever heard Shaquille O'Neal saying, "Can you dig it?"
Yeah.
This is where he gets it from. Mm. So Cyrus leads all the gangs to bring them all together. All right. There's going to be harmony amongst the gangs and the Warriors. Are amongst them. And there was, I forget what the name of the rival gang was, but the other rival gang that the Warriors were framed by, they killed Cyrus. And they're all sitting here freaked out because somebody killed the leader of the Riffs, who's trying to bring everybody together, and he was assassinated, right? And so the plot of the movie is this guy, have you ever seen come out to, have you ever heard that? Come out to play.
No, it's not ringing. No, okay. Bell.
It's a very famous line. You really probably should. That pop culture reference, you should know that.
I'm sorry.
But you should know that. I know you're very young, but you should know that. But anyway, what was it? The Rogues? Is that what they were called, RVA Richie? Anyway, they frame the Warriors. They're like, who shot Cyrus? And he goes, and they're like, it was them. It was the Warriors. And so the Warriors are like, whoa, it wasn't us. But they all, too late. Damage is done. All of the gangs are after the Warriors. And so the Warriors have to find their way from where they're at all the way back home to their home base at Coney Island. And in the midst of this, they come across trouble. They have to fight gangs, Baseball Fury, which is a gang that is dressed up like baseball players with face paint. There's no guns.
That sounds
for the guy who shot Cyrus.
So ridiculous.
There's also a gang. One of the all the gangs have themes. There's also
I see that.
There's also a gang that they were mimes who roller skated. Were they mimes or did they just roller skate? Maybe they just roller skated. Anyway. So I had never seen the Warriors either, but when I was producing Hockman and Zaslow back in the day, we got into this whole thing about the Warriors, and we were going to have a movie screening for listeners our program director at the time, Todd Castleberry, he was supposed to put it together and he never did. I mean, he just kept stringing us along. But Hogman sent me great news, which is the Warriors is being remade into a Broadway show. Oh. Lin-Manuel Miranda is putting together a Broadway show next spring called The Warriors.
Now you've piqued my interest.
I'm telling you. So this is going to, dude, first of all, what is it? He's like the most famous screenwriter there is right now for Broadway. Is anybody better than him?
I mean,
he wrote Hamilton.
Yeah, which is phenomenal if you have never
seen it. Hamilton, In the Heights. Am I missing? He has another famous one, doesn't he?
Yes, The Palm Tree Club or something of that nature.
Either way, he's writing, I guess, a rendition of The Warriors on Broadway. Now, they didn't sing in The Warriors. There was some great. There was a great soundtrack in The Warriors, but a lot of them were instrumentals. So I am curious how he's going to do this, but I'm telling you right now, Brittany, get the jump on it right now to get ready for Broadway and go watch yourself The Warriors.
I'm
sure you can get it free anywhere.
I will because I try to go to I go to see a Broadway show at least once a year now. So I'm so down. I'm here for it. And I love Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, I don't know who he's going to play in this.
He might not play anybody.
Yeah, I imagine he's going to be on the Warriors, I would assume, but I'm not sure. Anyway, I want to get to this. So Ohio State fans are freaking out because somebody said something about their precious Jeremiah Smith. And I think Canes fans are going to like what has had to be said. So we'll take a break back after this. Nara, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Machine Gun Kelly fans, we're giving away tickets to see his Lost Americana show with Wiz Khalifa on May 27th at I Think Financial Amphitheater. For your chance to win, go to WQAM.com/contest. This is a live nation show. So we got that online contest. And then coming up next hour, we got a call-in contest as lead singer Paramore Hayley Williams, highly recommended by Jennifer, is bringing her The Hayley Williams Show tour to I Think Financial Amphitheater in September. As you guys can win tickets, just be listening at 11:20 for your chance to win. This is a Live Nation show. Hayley Williams at the I Think Financial Amphitheater coming your way. The Miami Marlins, they'll start a series with the Mets tonight at 7:10 after losing 3 out of 4 to the Atlanta Braves. We got game 3 of the Western Conference Finals coming up as the Spurs and Thunder are even at 1 game apiece. And so you'll get that game tonight. That's at 8:30 p.m. As the series shifts to Texas. San Antonio is a 1.5-point favorite tonight. And then Cleveland will get to host the Knicks for their little stint, game 3. They're down 0-2 to New York after yesterday's loss, and certainly need that win to keep their season alive. Meanwhile, on the ice, the Canadiens came out and beat the holy hell. The only good thing that happened to me in sports yesterday was that rat bastard Rod Brind'Amour and his stupid Carolina Hurricanes going out there and getting absolutely by Montreal. They beat them 6-2. Absolutely put it on them. And I'm telling you, there's something about this rink rust that could be a problem, especially for a bum coach like Rod Brind'Amour. I mean, this guy doesn't know what the hell hit him yesterday. So they're down 0-1 to start that series. And then you got tonight game 2 between Vegas and Colorado at 8:00. Vegas is up in that series 1-0. So we got that to look forward to. But I want to get to this. You know, Brittany, thankfully, Leroy's not here today. Oh. That came out wrong.
Yeah.
Thankfully, he's not here today to rain on this parade, okay? Because one good thing about you being here without Leroy is we can bask in some Canes propaganda.
Yeah, love it.
And this was on Greg McElroy's show, a former Alabama quarterback. And he was talking about on his podcast, all right, this podcast boy actually had a good point. He was talking about Jeremiah Smith, who everybody thinks is going to probably be at least, I mean, maybe the number one pick, but probably like the number 2, 3, 4 pick in this year's draft, depending on how desperate teams are for quarterbacks. Everybody says, oh, he's the best football player in the country. But Greg McElroy is not so sure. as he thinks that him versus Malachi Toney, not as easy a battle as people make it out to seem. Here was Greg McElroy.
I think is the all-around better football player, Jeremiah Smith or Malachi Toney? This answer might surprise many. The answer is Malachi Toney. I want to be very clear about what I'm saying because the answer requires a lot of context here. Jeremiah Smith is without question the best wide receiver in college football. Full stop, right? Not one of the best, not a Biletnikoff candidate. He's the best. No one's going to deny the reality of that situation. I'm not saying he's better than Jeremiah Smith at playing wide receiver. He is not. Nobody in college football is better than Jeremiah Smith. But what I'm saying is that Malachi Toney is a different kind of football player entirely. That's because he has to be. He doesn't have Jeremiah Smith's size. He does not have Jeremiah Smith's physical dominance at the catch point. He's just 5'11", 188. And that 5'11 might be a touch generous. Jeremiah Smith is built like a weapon, right? Just unbelievably put together. Malachi Toney is built kind of like a problem, right? He's got to find a way. If you look back to his senior year of high school, he was American Heritage's starting quarterback when the starter actually had a season-ending injury in the state playoffs. Well, Toney steps in, throws for over 520 yards on 53 attempts as a high school starting quarterback, 8 touchdowns against just 1 interception. He led American Heritage to the state championship and was named the Florida High School Football Player of the Year. He decides to reclassify, enrolls early at Miami, and immediately became the best player on a team that went all the way to the national championship game. So when I say that Malachi Toney is a better all-around football player, that's a full picture.
There you go. That is Greg McElroy on the battle between the two of them. And obviously, this got Ohio State fans. They got their bees in a bonnet, dude. They were not happy about this. I mean, but here's the thing. That's tough nuggets, dude. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, first of all, look, Jeremiah Smith is awesome. Nobody's trying to say that he's not. And you know that he's actually got regret in his heart because we all saw his look at the podium last year. All right, I don't know what kind of a Brinks truck Ohio State had to bring to him to not jump ship, but I've never seen a face of somebody who looks like they wanted to jump ship back to Miami like I saw from him last year.
I mean,
we all saw the press conference, right, Brittany? It was very clear.
Yeah, and after the game, when he was sticking around and talking to everybody, and they were trying to usher him off the field, and he was not having it.
Trying to sweep him away. And here's what I would say. Like, yeah, Jeremiah Smith's got all the prototypical stuff. But the other thing is, like, we still haven't really – I mean, like, this is the thing I'm looking forward to with this season. Like, have we scratched the surface yet with Malachi Toney? Because he's still so damn young. Like, what's still left in the toolbox to learn for this guy? Because, you know, you're bringing in all the things that, you know, Greg mentions there, all the things that he's done even in high school. But we saw last year with the Mally Cat and all the plays that he's able to do and how much faster he is from everybody else. So, like, yeah, I mean, Jeremiah Smith probably should be a leg up as a wide receiver and obviously has that prototype size. But also, he's older than Malachi Toney, and Malachi Toney is, I mean, what, going to turn 19, like, week 3 next year?
Yeah.
He's still a baby.
He's still a baby. He has still so much room to grow, and, like, if you see pictures of him even from when he started last season to what he looks like now, like, he's just gotten bigger, and he's not wrong. He's the better all-around athlete. He has to do more than Jeremiah Smith does because, like he said, Jeremiah Smith has the prototype body of a wide receiver. So I don't disagree that Malachi Toney is the best football player, athlete in college football right now. I wouldn't disagree with that. I think there's definitely a case to be made about that.
I think the thing that's going to be crazy, because Mario Cristobal probably went through last year and he's probably thinking to himself, like, all right, how much can I put on this kid's plate? Mm-hmm. And, like, you just learn more and more and more as the year goes on. And then, obviously, like, what he does, you know, in the playoffs and, you know, the way that things are able to bounce back from the terrible fumble and all that type of stuff. That was probably the biggest issues. There was some ball security stuff. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, now that you have that already under your belt in your first year, I can't even, like, the sky's got to be the limit for what he thinks he can do for Malachi Toney this season.
Oh, absolutely. I think you got to see him last year be a key part of the offense. Now I feel this season we're going to see him be the outlier of the offense. Like, the offense is going to move around him. And in my opinion, it has to.
Has to. It has to. I mean, it's, you know, like we'll see what, you know, some guys take, you know, with the, you know, Barkley coming in here and if Moore takes a step and whatnot. But also, you know, you got a quarterback is not as much of a veteran. He's going to be stepping onto a bigger stage. Like, you're going to want to lean on a Malachi. I mean, listen, they're always going to have Fletcher, who's going to be like probably the heartbeat of everything. You could always trust that. But man, I like, it is kind of crazy because you go and you think about the way he burst onto the scene last year. And yeah, if Jeremiah Smith was draft eligible this year, he might have been the first wide receiver taken at this age. So I'm not trying to disparage the kid's talent. It is. I'm just saying, for people to think about that guy in the realm of, hey, these two individuals, yeah, maybe one guy's a pure better receiver, but you got so many options with Malachi Toney. Like, my God, it's like, I'm sure that the entire coaching staff has to be salivating. And then you just think about how much buzz there is around him, like the way that he's just treated like a star in this town already from all the kids when he goes to these camps. I mean, he's already looked upon as like a hero, which is so friggin' cool. I don't know if he's not already, like, I don't say he's the best athlete in town, because I mean, obviously you look at like Barkley or some of the Panthers and stuff like that, but you know, football is so meaningful down here. I think he's probably like the coolest athlete probably in town right now with everybody.
He probably is. I think he's probably the most notable one. I mean, to come in as a 17-year-old freshman and be a key part in going to a national championship in your first season is crazy. Like, that's, and to lead your team in touchdowns and yards, and to break the receiving record at UM, like, with all the great receivers that have come before him, I think he's probably has the most hype around him as an athlete right now in South Florida, without a doubt.
Yeah, Toboggan says he's the most exciting to watch. Yeah, I mean, like, if we're going to go league for, I mean, Achane is exciting too, but, you know, that team doesn't have any expectations. So, like, there is a little bit of a different, like, there's a bit of a different element to it. It's not Devon, and by the way, it's not Devon Achane's fault that the team is unproven.
Yeah.
But, like, if I told you, I would wonder this, I wonder if he's popular enough, and if anybody could track this, maybe like Kane Sport could track this or something like that. But I would be curious to know, like, could anybody give me blow for blow who sells more jerseys this year, Devon Achane or Malachi Toney? I would like to know that in South Florida.
That'd be interesting.
Like who's moving more merch this year, Malachi Toney or Devon Achane?
Especially since he just changed his number.
Yeah, well, true. Yes, he went to one this year. So I would be curious to know that. Like, who's the guy right now that is like, hey, if your kid is got a birthday coming up or Christmas and they're a Canes and Dolphin fan, which one would they be more excited to get their jersey? Like, if they had the opportunity to have one.
I just feel like it's Malachi Toney.
I think it is too. Like, I think it's just, plus the Dolphins jersey can be, you know, maybe if it's the throwback, that's cool.
It has to be the throwback. It can't be anything else. My cousin, my 17-year-old cousin asked for a Malachi Toney jersey for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Did he really?
Yeah, he got it.
That's awesome.
And it's number 10 now so he's very upset.
That's a throwback.
He's very upset about it.
You got to keep that one,
too. He's always like, can you bring me back a number one jersey? And I'm like, yes, I'll bring you one.
Heat Lifer says Achane all day. I mean, look, baby, he's one of the best running backs in the league. I'm not trying to disrespect Devon Achane. He's awesome. And I think, bar none, he's the guy on the Dolphins everybody wants. Like, I don't even know. It's probably him and Willis right now are the most popular jerseys amongst Dolphins. But I don't know. Because, look, if you're a Heat fan, odds are you have a Bam jersey already, I would guess. I would guess that everybody who is a Heat fan, I mean, Bam's played for the Heat for 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, I know the Heat will always come out with a Vice jersey, which is awesome. But yeah, I don't know. I think he's the guy right now. Barkley's been around forever. So if you have a Panthers sweater, you probably have him already. Kachuk too. I hope Bob jerseys don't become a throwback. That's another story for another day. But I don't know. I think he's the dude right now.
I think you gotta get Tommy. You gotta get Tommy a Malachi Toney jersey.
I might. Well, he likes the Canes more than the Dolphins.
I mean,
like,
that's fair.
That's because we watched that. Like, he loved that run last year. We were watching every one of those games. So he's more into the Canes than the Dolphins right now. Which is that's what winning does. I don't know. I mean, spoiler alert to everybody. You know, everybody out there who doesn't raise kids. Kids like goats and kids like wins. That's mm-hmm. what they like. You know. Now you got to teach your kids lessons every now and then, all right? So I'm not gonna let my kid go be like a Knicks fan or anything like that. He'd have to go live outside. But
you would kick Tommy like, out.
No. He's gonna wear a Pelle Larsson jersey and like it. Like, you know, if my son ever came to me and said, "Papa, I want a Jalen Brunson jersey," I'd be like, "You'll get a Yakachonis and like it, okay? That's just what it's gonna be. I'm sorry. That's how it is. In fact, if he ever said that to me, first, I might make him like drink some soap. Like, he's gonna have to wash his mouth out just for having some filth come out of his mouth like that. If he ever said that, I'm kidding, obviously. I'm doing a bit. But seriously, if he did, first, after I picked my heart up off the floor, I'd say, get the hell in the car because we're going down to the Heat store and we're getting a Yakachonis jersey. Okay. All right. Because I don't want to hear any nonsense like that. All right. And even if he's just like, I can't even say Yakachonis, then I'll get him a throwback Hardaway. But I'm never, ever, 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 ever going to be okay with him saying that I want a Jalen Brunson jersey. Never even a Steph. He loves Steph Curry. If he came to me and was like, "Hey, I want a Steph Curry jersey," I'd be like, "Okay, move to San Francisco. I don't know what to tell you." And he loves Steph Curry. He loved GOAT. He's like, "Oh," because we were listening to Hogman and Crowder the other day, mm-hmm. and they were doing Mount Rushmore stuff. He goes, "Yeah, Steph Curry's on my Mount Rushmore." I said, "It's cool." He went Dwayne Wade. He went Steph Curry. He went Wilt. I'm like, Wilt? I'm like, you're 10.
He's far removed from that one.
He just said Wilt because we were talking about the Bam Adebayo, and then he goes Bam Adebayo, and because we were talking about the whole 83 thing.
Yeah.
And then he's like, "Yeah, is it okay that Steph Curry's on my mouth?" I was like, "Yeah, Steph Curry be on Mount Rushmore, but you're not wearing
it. You're not wearing his jersey.
My house.
How about Wemby?
Wemby?
Yeah. What if he wants a Wemby jersey?
No, he's not. Unless Wemby forces his way to the Heat. No, he's not getting a Wembanyama jersey. Get the hell out of here. No, you'll get a Kalel Ware jersey and you'll like it. That's what he's going to wear.
You have comps for everyone.
Yeah, he's not getting a Wembanyama jersey.
Like, think about it.
Not
like,
in my house.
Wemby and SGA are probably, like, or like his LeBron.
Oh, okay. What a sad time if that's the case.
No, I mean, it's true, though. He's growing up in a world where that's the case. Those are going to be the LeBrons of his generation.
Yeah, cool. Listen to me. If he asked for an SGA jersey, I mean that to me is just like a crime against me. So what he's gonna do is he's gonna apologize to me. Then I'm either gonna get him a throwback Udonis Haslem jersey, a D Wade, or if I really am feeling froggy, I'll just go out there and get him a Jaime Jaquez jersey. All right, and he can just go with that. But there's no way in hell I'm buying him an SGA jersey. You crazy? Anyway. Malachi Toney, yes, he is awesome. Great take, Greg McElroy.
Great
Love
take.
It, dude. We'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.